Strasburg is just the definition of clutch. Okay? That's all you can say. And you have to remember, when Strasburg was a junior at San Diego State University, he was talked about like he was the LeBron James of baseball. Do you remember that? And then his right elbow got shot. He got shut down during the 2012 season. He never really was healthy enough and lived up to the hype of being able to carry a Washington Nationals team. And then all of a sudden, he gets to the playoffs. And don't get me wrong, he was good throughout the year, too, ever since May. But he got to the playoffs, and he turned it to a whole different level. He gave up 2 runs in the first inning last night. And he admitted in the post-game press conference, and he never said this was wrongdoing by the Astros. He blamed himself. And I say it all the time, if you can do this, then do it. Any advantage you can get, especially in these type of games, do it. You can blame nobody but the pitcher. Steven Strasburg admitted that he was tipping his pitches in the first inning. There is a video that explained it all. I didn't have time to watch it, but I'm guessing he did something with his glove. Fastball probably kept it low. Curveball probably kept it high, or vice versa. He admitted that. 2 earned home runs were given there. LSU products own Bregman hit one of the solo home runs in that inning. But after Strasburg figured it out, got to the second inning, he didn't give up a single earned run the entire game. And he pitched 8 1/3 inning. I was like, I was to the point where I think he was at 107 pitches, 2 more outs needed. They were up pretty big. I would have loved to see Strasburg just continue and finish the game. In the end, it didn't matter, but that's probably the last time. This could be possibly the last time we ever see Strasburg pitch in a Washington Nationals uniform ever. Because he has an opt-out. And obviously, he already has a big contract, but he can opt out and get more money. And I don't know if the Washington Nationals, especially if they win this World Series, do they really want to go out and just pay all that money for him? He is Strasburg. Believe it or not, may not be a guy you want to spend all that money on. I believe Strasburg's age, he is 31 years old. He just turned 30 in July. 31 in July. There's teams out there that would pay for that. But Steven Strasburg was phenomenal last night in Game 6. But then you turn it over to the Houston Astros side of things, people. The Houston Astros starting pitcher, Justin Verlander. He seemed, again, that he just can't get it done on the big stage. Now, did he give up too many earned runs? No, he didn't. But the record indicates what it indicates. He was 0-5 coming into the World Series as a starting pitcher, and now he leaves the World Series, leaves the regular season, leaves the postseason, leaves the entire season in 2019, 0-6 in the World Series all time. And it's some guys who just don't have luck. You and I can both agree that Verlander is continuously one of the best regular season pitchers. He is. And he's a better postseason pitcher. He has his ups and downs. That's going to happen when he faces the better teams. But he's just not consistent enough. Now, he's not on the Clayton Kershaw level. But he does struggle. And give credit to the Nationals because he threw a lot of pitches that were out of the zone, weren't competitive. They didn't want to chase it. I think Ryan Zimmerman had a 10-pitch at bat that ended in a walk. That's a veteran move right there. That's a phenomenal job by the Nationals. But when you see the record of 0-6 in the World Series, if I was Kate Upton, I'd have a sit-down with him. Babe, you're making me look bad. Come on. He didn't look composed. He didn't look like himself. His changeup was hanging. His slider would hang. It's like the pitching plan was to throw high fastballs continuously. And it worked once on Soto. He fouled it off, but then he got it again. Back-to-back pitches pitching in the same spot. And Soto shook his head, the 21-year-old knowing, all right, throw that again, I dare you. And he did. And he put it on the moon towards right field. And some guys just don't have luck in the postseason. Justin Verlander is one of them, obviously, 0-6. He's in that class now with Clayton Kershaw and David Price. Now, David Price obviously proved himself last year. But David Price was known as a guy, wherever he was, that just couldn't get it done in the postseason. There aren't many pitchers like a Steven Strasburg, that are Masahiro Tanaka's, that are dominant in the postseason. And those are just two guys off the top of my head that I've watched this season. And we will talk about that. Schaefer brought it up. The bat carry by Soto, though. We'll talk about it. So the pitching matchup, that was the big issue. But then you look at the offensive side of the Nationals real quick before we get to Game 7 and the bigger issues that happened in that game last night. We're not even going to talk about the baseline Nationals. Trey Turner got thrown out. The rule's the rule. In my opinion, it sucks at the situation. I don't think he would have ever been. I think he might have beaten the throw if it was a good throw, but he was on the inside left part of the bag. Nonetheless, the rule is the rule. Okay? He got thrown out. He was out. And that whole what really irritated me was that it took 5 minutes. It took them 5 minutes for them to try and figure out if they can challenge it or not. Or 5 minutes to find out if the Nationals could protest the game. And the call wasn't a factor in the first place. Next thing you know, Rendon ends up hitting a two-run home run, and it didn't matter anyway. But nonetheless, the big thing I do want to talk about is the Rendon did play out of his mind, 3 of 4 or 5 RBIs in a home run. But the whole entire universe that watched the game last night, what did we think about the bat situation? I want to know before I really get into this. 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. Or I do want to know what we thought about the bat situation. And if you don't know what I am talking about, in the first inning, Bregman hit a no-doubt home run. And usually guys in that situation, and Bregman's a guy who controls his emotion. He's from LSU, played baseball here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. His emotions are usually kept in check. But anybody in Game 6 of the World Series, your team's up 3-2. Like, he knew the pitch was coming, obviously, because the tipping of Strasburg. He carried his bat after the home run, watching the ball all the way to first, went to hand it to his first base coach. His first base coach denied him, saying he didn't want that. He wanted a high five, basically saying, I'm not your freaking bat boy. And you could see Altuve, after that happened, just kind of do one of those faces where it's like, uh-oh, he mad. He showed up the pitcher on, yeah, and Schaefer said it right, on a tip pitch. He did. And he carried his bat all the way to first base. Well, fast forward, the home run we were just previously talking about, the 21-year-old, Yan Soto, hit a no-doubter off Justin Verlander, which was not a tip pitch, drilled it to right field, knew it was gone. Everybody in the stadium knew it was gone. Fox did a terrible job at the camera crew because they watched the ball the entire time. Because as soon as you see in the back corner of the screen, as they pan out to go find the ball, you see Soto hang on to his bat too, and you're like, oh no, here comes the pettiness. I loved it. I did. Soto carried his bat all the way to first, and he kind of pimped it towards his first base coach. You could tell he did it because Bregman did it. And a lot of people are mad that Soto did it instead of Bregman, even though because Bregman apologized after the game, which I don't know why he's apologizing. He's in a World Series commercial where it says, let the kids play. When Soto did it, I lost it. It was the funniest thing. It was. And there's people out there that are so butthurt by it. Oh, it's not the baseball anymore. Well, Michael Kay, the voice of the New York Yankees, said it best on Twitter. Okay? Listen. And quote from Michael Kay. If Bregman can carry his bat to first base, then Soto has every right and more to carry his to first base. We are in a different world, and the unwritten rules have been erased. So Soto answered Bregman's showboating the best way possible. He could have flipped his bat 100 feet in the air like Jose Bautista back in the day. He could have stared down the pitcher in the most disrespectful way. And they could have done it those ways, which are worse. All they did was Bregman carried his bat down there, was emotional. I don't blame him. And then I don't blame Soto because he did it because Bregman did it. And I was waiting for the next home run. They carried all the way to the bat, all the way around the bases to the third base coach.